Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. I'd like to begin with a question for you that could be the most important one you hear today or this week. And that question is, why do you believe in Jesus? It's one thing for me, a religion professor, to stand here and ask you that in the calm of morning chapel. What if that same question came to you in a private conversation with a curious friend who didn't know much or anything about Christ? Why should that person believe in Jesus? Why should anyone believe that he really was the Savior sent from heaven and really is the Redeemer who took away the sin of the world? We can turn to the Bible for an answer. And we know a passage like Romans 10, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We can connect the dots here. I believe, you believe, because God has caused both of us to hear and trust his word of truth about Christ. But still that question is there. Why should anyone believe in Jesus? The Lord himself had to answer that as it pertained to the Jewish people in his day, including the religious leaders. Why should they have accepted and trusted that he was the Messiah, the Son of God the Father, with a legitimate authority to clean out the temple of noisy intrusion or to do miracles on the Sabbath day? You can read about this in John chapter 5, when he healed a man in Jerusalem on the Sabbath day and got major pushback. He was even accused of blasphemy as he tried to defend himself, pointing to his identity as the Son of the Father, whose authority came from the Father. In the course of that, he breaks away from what he has to say about himself and brings in the compelling evidence of four witnesses. His first witness was John the Baptist. John makes a very good witness for Jesus if you understand his mission. John was picked by God and sent in advance of the Christ to get the people ready to receive the Christ. And then one last thing, he would publicly identify Jesus as that Christ, their Messiah. As his second witness, Jesus kicked it up a notch and said in John 5:36, "But I have a greater witness than John's, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me." He's talking about his actions, called works, which would have to include all the miracles, how he healed people no matter what the condition or the disease was, or cast out demons so decisively. His works would also involve the fact that he lived a perfect life, never breaking God's commandments. But those works weren't finished until he reached the summit, going all the way to the cross with all of our sins on himself. There he paid that price in full, only to be shortly in the grave and rise from the dead to seal our forgiveness, our justification, his greatest work as far as we're concerned. Of course, none of these things could happen if he was not sent by God and had the full backing of God. Which brings us to witness number three. Jesus said in verse 37, "And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me." This unique testimony happened on two occasions. The first was at the baptism of Jesus, when the Father spoke out loud from heaven and gave his Son a very impressive report card that day, a resounding A+ in these words, you know them, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." He would say that again at the Mount of Transfiguration. The first was heard by John the Baptist. The second by three apostles, Peter, James, and John. The Lord could have stopped right there in his defense in Jerusalem, since he had lived up to the Bible's requirement of two or three witnesses. But he added a fourth when he said, "You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me." He was talking about the messianic prophecies of the Old Testament. Whoever the Messiah was would have to live up to all those prophecies and fulfill them, which Jesus did. So we can sum up the four in reverse. He passed the prophecies test. He had that unique approval of God the Father. He did those incredible works. And he had the exclusive testimony of John the Baptist. Let's learn from the pattern. And notice that when Jesus was going through these four independent witnesses, he was trying to use that as a way to persuade people who did not believe in him. Think of it as a mission tool available to you as well when that question comes your way. Why do you believe in Jesus? Those same four witnesses, by the way, can be used to be sure in your heart about the certainty of it. Yes, Jesus is my Savior. I have four reasons why that's true. It works along the same lines as a well-known lyric in the song we're taught as little children. "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." We thank God that he has made it so through his Son, in his word, for us and for all. Amen. Let us close singing hymn 759, all stanzas, hymn 759.